Okay, so this is Content Factory Week. And basically, we're talking about deciding on the niche market. And still, basically, the weekly workshop is still the first primary and necessary principle. And that's what you should be doing first. And basically, this is how we're going to be finding, we're going to be figuring out what we're going to be selling. We're going to be figuring out what people want from us. We're going to be figuring out what we can teach, figuring out what people listen to, and figuring out basically what people want to buy from us. Right. And so you've got to drill down by using this weekly workshop. And basically, it's going to be your way of, you don't have to be certain of everything when you get started. One of the, I think, problems that, you know, arise when, you know, people are marketing information is they're trying to figure out, where exactly am I going to focus? And you don't know that. You have no idea, because sometimes the right keywords and everything else that people are saying is the right market, it's a hot market, that market may not want to buy that thing from you. But what you've got to do is figure out what the market wants to buy from you. And one of the ways to do that is to be talking to the market and getting people to pay attention to you. And you can't do that until you're out there. So, you know, you're going to be able to verify your hunches about the market. And when you are teaching on a weekly basis, even if nobody comes, what's going to happen is you're going to do a topic 1 week, and you're going to see that even the people that were reluctant about other topics, they're going to all of a sudden rush to one topic, and you're going to say, oh, I see, this is what people want to learn, and people are going to be interested in learning from me. And you're going to make an offer at that workshop, and you're going to say, hey, you know what? People want to buy this thing from me. But really, until then, you are guessing. And so what you want to do is you definitely want to look at what's already selling. And I think that's a valid way to look at the market and decide what you're going to do in the marketplace. But in most cases, you're going to want to notice what the audience is telling you. And they're going to tell you with what sessions they attend, as I just said. They're going to tell you by which products they buy from you. Because what you're going to do, one of the things that you're doing at every workshop, you're driving people to this workshop that you're doing every week, and you're making an offer every week. And so at every point, you're going to be making an offer. It's going to be a soft pitch. Now, you're going to not make that the point of the workshop, but you want to make an offer at the end of every workshop. And you're going to get a sense for what are people interested in. Even if all you do is you look at what people are clicking on after you do your workshop. If you make an offer during a workshop and nobody clicks on the link, it's typically because they're not interested. But if you find that everybody who was at that workshop, or you let's say you have 10 people at the workshop and you have 10 clicks to that page, that's telling you something that at minimum somebody's interested. So again, the principle at most, you and I need to be doing a weekly workshop on a regular basis, right? Well, a weekly does connote that weekly does mean regular. So if you're not doing that, please consider starting to get out and teach on a regular basis. And again, if you find that it's a little overwhelming to start teaching, to go from zero to start teaching, it will go away after you've done the third workshop. I promise you that. All you've got to do is just remember that if you start doing something on a regular basis, let's say you bomb, right? Let's say you bomb this week. What's going to happen is you are then going to come back the next week and do a better job. So again, you've just got to get out and start teaching on a regular basis. If you don't know what to teach, go inside of the members area and get a package of something, tweak it, and just get out and start teaching, right? Now, you're going to see who is resonating with you, right? Who is asking you questions? Who is asking you what you're going to be doing next? You are going to get a sense for what it is that you are going to need to go into. And whatever works well, it's not really that hard. What you see working well, you keep pushing the envelope. So in other words, you see people are interested in something, do more of it. So, but you can't tell that just by observing people on social media. You can't even tell that by looking at an Amazon list. In other words, you might look at the Amazon bestseller list and you might say, oh, Atomic Habits is selling and it continues to sell over and over again. Okay, I'm going to teach on habits. But people may not want to learn that from you. And you may not necessarily be the best person to convey that information. So even if it is a hot market, doesn't mean that's going to work for you. If you're going to sell information, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're a small business consultant, right, and you may want to teach on Google My Business because that's what's hot. But again, that may not be a thing that people want to learn from you. So basically what you and I have to do is we've got to keep teaching till we find out what the market really wants. This is how we're going to feel our way out to what the market really wants. Now, again, you're not going to go blind. You should be deciding your topics based on your knowledge of the market. But until you figure out exactly where you're going, please be doing a weekly workshop. So how do you decide who to direct your workshop to? Or in other words, who do you target with your topics? Start with your best assumption. So whatever your market is, I mean, if your market is e-commerce, you have an idea of what people want to know. You have an idea of what people are struggling with. Start with your best assumption. Do your workshop on your best assumption, right? Collect information based on what that's going to tell you. You shouldn't overthink it, please. So don't overthink that step, because if you start overthinking it, you'll never do it. If you start thinking, oh, you know, I've got to figure out exactly what people want, I've got to research on social media, that will keep you from actually getting out and doing a workshop, and that will keep you from doing it over and over again. As you continue to do these workshops, you will need to bring in your own case studies. So what's going to happen is, if you're teaching in the area that you are actually doing some activity, you're going to be able to bring that experience to whatever it is that you're teaching. You're going to bring your own experience. So always bring your life experience into what it is that you're doing. Whatever you're doing in the outside world, whatever you're doing in your business, hold on to that activity and bring that into everything that you're doing. I'll tell you why that's going to be important in a minute. This is especially important if your activity on a daily basis is happening in the area that you're teaching. So you should be providing practical information to people based on what it is you're experiencing. That is your content factory. There's a gentleman that I know that does art, right? And I use him as an example all the time. And so he's a painter, and he does a lot of things in terms of digital artwork. And he is teaching people in that area. His content factory is the work he's doing as a painter. His content factory is what he's learning as a painter. His content factory is the classes that he attends. His content factory is what he's doing to sell his art. May not have anything to do with what he's teaching people until he brings it to them in terms of the content factory. Now, what that does is that makes it so that anything he teaches is going to be based on the experience he's having every day. So whatever experience you're having every day, whatever you're doing, whatever your activity is, that's going to generate content. But the way you make that content unique is you add in your everyday life, your everyday case studies, your everyday experience, your everyday activity. That is what generates the content. That is your content factory. It's what is unique to you. So when you start creating unique products, you start doing unique affiliate promotions and unique training, you are going to be using your unique experience and the things you're doing every day. One of the ways that you can have, and I don't have this in my presentation, but you need to hear me on this. If you do not have, let's say, relevant experience or something relevant that you can bring to the table, do interviews, right? Do interviews and record them. And it doesn't matter how good or bad they are, record them. And add those to your affiliate promotions, add them to your products, add them to your training. In other words, every time you do a training, you should be talking about something that you learned from someone, and you can learn a lot on a practical level if you're not involved every day in the thing you're teaching by talking to people who are involved and interviewing them and promoting them. So again, I don't have that written down here, but that's something that you can do if you feel like, well, you know what, my experience is not necessarily relevant. Well, you can make it relevant by doing something, by talking about the fact that you're interviewing people in the relevant thing. So here's the way I want you to think about content factory. Whatever is your best story. So in other words, if you were to tell a story to someone to the people that you want to buy from you, what stories would you tell, right? You would tell the story of something that you experienced, right? Whatever your relevant stories are, that's your content factory. So if you don't have relevant stories, you can get them quickly by interviewing people in the market or niche where you want to operate, right? And so what you're going to be doing for your content factory, right, is weaving in those stories to keep your audience interested. So, you know, even if your story is about somebody you couldn't get a hold of, or your story was about someone wouldn't allow you to promote their product, or an experience that you had, your everyday experience is going to be the activity that you're going to bring to people and use to teach them. And that's going to color what it is you're going to be doing. Document, document, document. This is how you do it. Right? So if you're going to get this activity down, you've got to have some kind of daily activity in order to make sure you document. So you can share this with your audience or just a few people. So if you got a membership or learning center, you can just share your experiences just with them. Right? You can just do that. Right? But every day, here's how you make sure that you get that unique experience. You've got to be doing something every day. You could be doing a blog. Right? You don't have to make it public. If you don't want to make it public, make it public. But I think you should. And one of the reasons why you should make it public is because you will not do it unless somebody expects you to do it. Right? You can podcast. I suggest you podcast on a weekly basis. But if you really want to make sure that you document what's happening and you document what happens, do it every day. If you don't really want to go through that trouble, get a podcast, a free podcast account on anchor.fm. Pick up your mobile device and talk into it. Talk about your daily experience. Make it public and commit yourself to talking every single day. Vlogging. All you've got to do is go to youtube.com, push the go live button, and then put on your webcam and just talk into the camera 5 minutes every day. Talking, and what that does is that helps you then to capture the activity and to commit to making sure you document it. Because what's going to happen is, I promise you this, you will not document that daily activity. Because you probably understand what I'm saying, but the practical idea of you going to get a notebook and writing it down, that's not going to make you document it. Do something easy that will keep you documenting and make it so that somebody else is expecting to hear from you. Whatever your activity is on the business level, you should be measuring that activity on a daily basis also. In other words, so if you're teaching e-commerce, talk about the sales you're tracking and tracking your activity. And talk about that on a daily basis, even if it's a down day. Track your leads. Keep track of these things and continue to talk about them, because again, this is what you're going to weave into your product. You're going to be weaving in your daily experience. When you start talking about trying to write an email, what are you going to write about? You're going to write about the fact that, today I had a customer complaint. This happened. You'll never struggle for content if you do this. You will never struggle for content if you will weave in your daily activity. If you will track your activity, if you will vlog, podcast, or blog your activity, you will never lack for content, right? I mean, you might feel like, well, I don't have enough experience. But basically, all you're really doing when you're blogging, podcast, or vlogging is talk about your daily experience, if nothing else. And what you'll find is that if you will do that on a daily basis, you will nail down what you need in order to implement into your content. Okay, so whatever your experience, your failures, whatever it is, consider sharing it with your audience, right? And this is the documentation that you will go back and put into your information products. Now, here's the probably the most difficult thing. In order to have a content factory, you're going to have to formalize a learning process. And I listened to an audio from Dan Kennedy, and one of the things that he talked about that he regrets the most, right, and if you can imagine Dan Kennedy regretting anything, right, is the fact that he never formalized the learning process. So what you and I have to do is you're going to have to figure out how to formalize whatever it is you got to learn. And this is a hard thing in internet marketing. It's a hard thing when you're an information marketer because you're hit by launches, you're hit by partners. You typically see something that you think you want, and then you get it, or you think you want to learn, or you think you learn it, and sometimes you use it, and sometimes you don't. But basically, there is a point at which, when you are building a brand, that you must formalize a learning process. And what do I mean by that? If I were to ask you, and I'm pretty sure every one of you would have an answer, what's causing you right now not to move forward? You probably know whatever the roadblock is. Whatever that roadblock is that you cannot get by because you don't know something or you can't do something, you need to be able to take an inventory of whatever that is. Is it because you don't know Facebook ads? Is it because you don't know how to build a list? Is it because you don't know how to launch products? Is it because you don't know how to partner up? Is it because you don't know how to get media? Whatever it is, where are you deficient right now? Right, if I were to ask you. So I'm going to put that question to you now, right? I didn't plan on doing this, and I'm the only one can see your answer. So if I were to ask you, right, in your business right now, what is blocking you from getting to the next step in your business? Right? What is that? Right? If I were to ask you, what's keeping you right at this moment? Is it not knowing how to get traffic? Is it not knowing how to set up offers? What is it? So my question would then be, can your deficiency be solved by technology? So in other words, can you buy a tool that'll fix it? Can you buy personnel? Right? Can you buy somebody's time? If you can solve it by technology or personnel, cost out what it's going to mean for you to end the problem forever. So if it's going to cost you $500 a month, right? If it's going to cost you $1,000, what will it cost you to make the problem go away? It's when you see that it's all just a number, it'll get smaller to you when you put it down and you make a number, right? Cost it out so that you can make the problem go away, right, and not have to touch it forever, right? Once you determine what the costs are, set that income as a goal, right? So if you know that it's going to take you $1,000 in tools plus personnel in order to make the problem go away, then your first goal has got to be $1,000, right? Because that's going to get you to the next step. So in other words, whatever that level of income is, you know, set it and set it as a goal. And then keep looking for ways to generate a specific source of income to cover any expense that'll make these things go away. Now, that's not the point of this. I wanted to tell you that so that you separate those kinds of problems, which are fixable, from the next kind of problem. You and I need to formalize the instruction that we need. So whatever the problem is, you've got to formalize the instruction that you need. Unfortunately, watching YouTube videos is probably not going to solve the problem if you can purchase it. You've got to determine right now, right, what do you want and need to learn? And you've got to do this before there's another launch. You've got to do this before you get hit with another email. You've got to do this. You have to decide, and you've got to take an inventory of what you have to learn. Do you have to learn Facebook ads? If you have to learn Facebook ads, then you've got to decide that you are going to learn Facebook ads. And it's not going to be something that you can put off. Determine how much you're going to be willing to pay. Right? Now, when I say this, how much you're going to be willing to pay, buy as much as you can afford. So whatever this next block is, right? If as much as you can afford is going to be $29, you find the best source for $29 and you go buy it. And again, it makes a difference when you go looking for the thing you know you're deficient in as opposed to somebody presenting it to you. Because I promise you, by the time tomorrow comes around, somebody will present you with a solution that's looking for a problem. And so you and I have got to be careful, because what happens is if you buy too much of the solutions looking for a problem, we can't then buy the problems that require a solution that we can pay for, right? So you need to get the training and buy as much of it as you can afford to make the problem go away. Whatever the next step is, if you know what it is, you must buy that training to make the problem go away. Then, right, that's not enough to buy it, because, and I'm guilty of this, sometimes you think because you bought something, you've solved the problem. You haven't. And you and I, and we've all been there, you buy something and you think, okay, I've solved it. I know I need to learn Facebook. So I bought this cool course. I got it on a deal. I found it, and now I have it. It's not going to make the problem go away. You have to put the education into your daily schedule. Now, that might sound kind of trite. It might sound kind of maybe easy to do or hard to do. It doesn't really matter, but you've got to put it in your daily schedule. If you don't put the education in your daily schedule, and I want to say this right now. This education I'm talking about right now, it's got to be a permanent place. So in other words, if you know you've got an hour to commit to this, this is for the rest of your life. So when you finish learning Facebook or whatever it is you got to do to get over this next hump, this is going to be forever. So if you don't have a formal spot, a formal time for you to put education, and again, I mean get up from your computer. I mean go to a place away from your email and all this other stuff. If you've got an iPad or a spare computer where you don't have all that stuff, where you can just kind of sit down and learn something, go there, right? If you can put it on your television, right? If you can put it on a smart TV someplace, it doesn't matter. Or if you've got a different mobile device, put it on something where you can't be distracted by other stuff. Put it on your education on a daily schedule, right? And you've got to make this commitment for the rest of your life. This piece of your education is vital, just as if you were going to school. You're going to have to prioritize. You know, it's interesting. I was talking about my dissertation, which I did not write. And one of the things that I probably learned after the fact was people that get their dissertation done, they have a time every day, and they have a period every day, and they have a place every day where they're going to focus on writing, and they write every day. And so they research a period of time every day, and they write every day. So this is the way you're going to have to treat your education for your marketing business. And you'd be surprised when you get up from your computer and you walk away from it and you go someplace where you can learn something. And again, sometimes there's a book that's just as good as an information product, right? But you've got to put this into your daily schedule. You got to set a deadline to learn whatever it is you got to learn. So in other words, it's not just going to be, I bought this Facebook product, I'm going to learn Facebook, and it just takes you a year to learn how to use it, a year to learn how to put it in your business. That's not going to help. You're going to have to set a deadline to learn the subject, because if you've got an hour to put in every day, you might have to put in more than an hour. Right. And by the time you get to, in order to get to your deadline, you might have to turn down some stuff in order to finish. This is life. And I know I'm not explaining to you anything you don't know. I'm just telling you that internet marketing, information marketing, works the same as life does. You cannot violate the life principles that you already learned. I'm guessing that most of you on this call, I assume, and I could be wrong about this, you probably have some kids. And if you don't have some kids, you have nephews and nieces. I'd be willing to bet you these are the same things that you tell them that they've got to do. I'd be willing to bet you that you've already taught somebody that this is what they've got to do. But the thing is that when it comes to information marketing, we think that the rules are different. They're not. These are the same things that you've taught kids, grandkids, aunts, nieces, students, all these other things. You're going to have to set a deadline to learn the material. You're going to have to put it in your daily schedule. And with internet marketing, it only works if you implement as you go. So in other words, don't sit down and watch videos and read books. Read them all the way through. And then at the end say, okay, now I'm going to go back and implement. Doesn't work like that. As you are reading, implement. You read a chapter, implement. Read a page, implement. Read 10 pages, implement. Read 30 pages, implement. Implement, implement, implement content as you go, right? Now, if you have a coach, ask questions of the coach while you implement, right? If you're paying for coaching, you need to get the most out of the coaching. Ask questions while you implement, right? And then keep education in your schedule forever. Forever. This is now until the end. This is now until forever. This is now until you leave the planet. Right? You have to keep education in your schedule. This is a life commitment. Right? And you know what? If you will do this, then you will end shiny object syndrome. I promise you. If you will do the things that are on this page, you will end shiny object syndrome. You won't have room for it. There's no room for shiny object syndrome if you will do these things. Right now, here are just some ways that you can formalize your education for revenue monetization, right? I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but these are some things you can do, right? You can get books. You can buy coaching, information products, summits, whatever you want to do, right? It doesn't really matter. The most important thing is that you put these things into your schedule and you keep them there, right? So how do you prioritize the right niche? Right. So if you're doing all these things, one of the things that you and I have to do on a regular basis is when we start thinking about activities, and especially when you start talking about building a content factory, is think revenue over recognition. So in other words, when you start targeting what it is you're going to do and the niche you're going to be involved in, don't seek to be seen. Try to develop as best you can the straightest line to the revenue. That might sound a little mercenary, but it's true. The fact of the matter is there are going to be so many things that will get between you and the revenue. You've got to draw a straight line. So determine your niche by thinking revenue over recognition. So you're not getting in the niche to be known unless getting known brings you revenue. Draw a straight line to the revenue, straight line to the customer, right? Obsess over the customer and draw a straight line to the revenue. You need to be able to figure out as fast as possible what people are going to be willing to buy from you. So it's not just about what people are willing to buy. It's what they will buy from you. What are you able to repeatedly produce and sell? What can you sell twice? What can you sell three times? The audience you're willing to build, right? Based on your unique content, right? That's another way for you to determine what your niche is going to be. What workshop topics are people responding to? What affiliate products are people purchasing? And again, if you're not making an offer every single week, you need to be, right? Do a workshop every week and make an offer every week. Drive people to your workshop. It's really that simple. That's the starting point. If you want to sell, you want to sell a lot of product, whether or not you choose, and I really do think you should be making your own products, use your PLR to do that. And the way you do that is to have an audience, right? You build that audience by driving people to your workshop. What you're doing is you're looking for patterns that you're seeing in terms of revenue, and you use your workshop to make changes that your audience tells you what they want directly and indirectly, right? Your audience will tell you. They will tell you what they want, right? And you may have to approach this in one or two directions, right? Now, you might have to approach this by looking at what people are searching for. In other words, you start with the search engines and Amazon, all those other things. You might start getting some ideas from the top down. You've got to also approach this from what I call the bottom up. You do it based on your content factory. So in other words, you start creating more content. You start personalizing that content. What happens is some people are going to stick around and some people are going to trust you and start clicking your links. Until you're doing that on a regular basis, right, you're guessing, right, or you're following. And again, I think sometimes what happens is people give up because they go and they look at the proven topics. If you look at the proven topics, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. And if you want to operate outside of the MMO space, right, you can't rely on the popular topics method. Now, if you're in MMO space because you're indifferent to what the customer really wants, you're just trying to sell them something fast, then yes, right? I think that's valid. But if you're looking to sell to real people and you're looking to build a brand where people know who you are, then you are going to have to be able to put out personalized content. So here's the assignment for this week, right? Cost out whatever you need for learning and development. Right? Cost it out. What's it going to cost you? What do you need to overcome? Go and find the courses. Go and find the books and find everything you need in order to overcome your next step. What is it? Is it traffic? What do you need to buy to learn traffic? Who's the most reputable person? Go buy it. Do you need to learn how to do podcasting? How much does a course cost for you to end the struggle, right? To end the struggle. And please don't look around forever to try to find the cheapest thing, right? So if the thing costs $997, then you know what the fastest thing is? okay, it cost the best course for me is going to cost $997. I got to get it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to focus on getting the $997, right? That's the thing you got to do. So don't go hunting around, spending a month trying to find, you know, I got to try and find the cheapest thing there is. That in some cases, it might make sense. Or listen, instead of doing that, just go to the library, right? If you're in the United States, every library has what's called interlibrary loan. And you can find a book on just about any marketing topic that makes sense, right? And you can learn just about anything. So if it's a money issue, please don't hunt around. Go to your local library if you're in the United States. I'm not sure how it works in other countries. And get interlibrary loan and get the book and learn it and end the struggle, right? End it. So whatever time you got to do, I mean, you've got to cost out what it's going to take for you to overcome the next step. You know what it is you need to learn. The question is, when are you going to end the struggle? And you do that by developing a content factory, and you feed your content factory by learning what it is you have to learn. Okay, any questions? Any questions?